$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hey, Cinemaniacs, it's Mark here. Now, normally after we do a full Reviews It, we'll do a mini episode, but we're kind of switching things up a little bit this week, straying from the norm. With Thanksgiving coming up, it's really about a time for family and getting together with your loved ones. This past week, our Reviews It of Kingpin, we had our guest Josh Demolakis on, and this kind of great story came out about my dad that he was able to share. For those of you that aren't aware, I lost my dad a couple years ago, and I truly miss him every single day. So it was just a really nice story, and I appreciate it. And we didn't have time to kind of include it in the main Reviews It episode because it was super long, but wanted to still touch upon it and share it with you guys because it really just made my heart smile to hear it. So have a listen to it and enjoy.
Hey, hey, can we go on a side tangent that I remember a story about Mark's dad talking about his, when he bought his TV at Leechmere? There's a story in my head from your dad.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's entirely true or if my mind just filled in some...
It might be an urban legend, but
share. It might be. You remember, obviously you do. This is, before the idea of large flat screen TVs was ever a real thing. People who
okay,
had projection
I was
going to
say, my dad never bought the large flat screen. It was a large box.
No. Your dad had a big TV when big TVs weren't. But,
TVs.
Like, it was so
no, you had the largest
TV. Have a big
you
TV
had the
like
largest
that.
TV I've ever, like, seen.
We had a 46-inch box TV.
I only knew two places to watch in a big TV.
20 years ago.
Your house and Westboro Tennis and Swim Club.
Nice.
Okay? So I have this very distinct memory. This is one of those times where when I think of Lou Diddleman. This is what comes to my mind. Him telling me the story of buying that TV and putting it on finance because that's what you did in a lot of times.
So he did back in the day.
And then Leechmere going out of business and he never got another bill in his entire life for the remaining balance of that TV.
That sounds like a...
That is a Lou...
Like amazing story.
That is a Lou story,
and
though.
I love it because it's like he basically got like a mostly free TV. It's like I think he said like... The way my memory remembers it is I made... two payments, and then I never got another bill again, and I wouldn't be the person to call up and ask
that's
if
awesome.
I need to pay them.
Josh, I just want to say, not only is that a great story, but most of the Cinemaniacs don't know that your reference at the end of the podcast is a tribute to my dad.
It is.
So
it is.
That's one of the things we say at the end. So
it is.
So thank you for bringing
you
that
can,
up, sir. Yeah.
You can always paint the grass.
You can always paint the grass.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you very much.
A big thanks to Josh Demolakis for sharing that great story about my dad. And thanks for listening, Cinemaniacs. A very happy Thanksgiving to you. You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number $5 bin POD, like us on Facebook, or email us at the5dollarbin.podcast@gmail.com. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving again. Enjoy your turkey day, pilgrim. Gobble, gobble.